Officially, as you may know, in the church it is still Advent. This morning we are celebrating the fourth Sunday of Advent, those four Sundays in the church calendar that always precede our celebration of Christmas. And as I mentioned before, the two big figures of the Advent season are John the Baptist and Mary. For the last couple of weeks, we've had readings about John the Baptist, and this morning we have the Gospel reading about Gabriel's Annunciation to Mary. Both John the Baptist and Mary teach us about waiting expectantly, waiting with hope, a part of our Christian lives that stays with us even beyond our celebration of Christmas, that quality of waiting hopefully, knowing that God awaits us and will offer into our lives more and more blessings always ahead. That sense of hopeful waiting is what Mary and John, in their own ways, teach us during this Advent season, to wait expectantly and prepare for God's promise that is coming. And although we will, in just a matter of hours, be celebrating Jesus' birth, the story that we have this morning about Mary steps back a bit. This is earlier in Mary's story. It is not the eve of her son's birth. It is that earlier time in her life where, without any expectation, an angel comes to her and says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Mary was nobody special. She was a young girl from an out-of-the-way town. We have no evidence that she was particularly pious or observant. She could have been anybody. In fact, if anything, she was one of the least amongst the Jewish community of her day. And without any expectation, in the middle of her life, an angel comes to her and says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." The Bishop of Chicago, my former bishop, the Episcopal Bishop of Chicago, tells a wonderful story that dates back from his days as a parish priest before he became Bishop of Chicago. And it's a story set in a parish somewhere this time of year, or probably a few weeks before December 24th, because it's about planning for the Christmas pageant in that particular parish. And of course, our pageant will be happening a little bit later today here in this place. But in that parish, wherever it was, as they were planning for the pageant, getting ready for the pageant that year, it just happened that they had quite a number of young girls who were the right age to play Mary in the pageant. 20 or 30, as Bishop Lee tells it, young girls who were 12 or 13, and they all wanted to be Mary. They all wanted to be Mary. Bishop Lee was flummoxed by this, and as he tells the story, asked one of his assistant clergy, "What should we do?" And she said, "We'll let them all be Mary." And they did. And at least as the story goes, come time for the pageant, two or three rather anxious Josephs were accompanied by 30 Marys. As that year's pageant unfolded. So there's two lessons, at least, I think, to be gained from this story. Those young girls wanted to be married. The original Mary was nothing special. Mary has become special in the eyes of the church and in the eyes of faithful. Those young girls weren't worried about theology. They weren't worried about any of the complexities of the story of Jesus' birth. They just wanted to be the ones to whom the angel said, "Greetings, favored ones. The Lord is with you." And those young girls remind us what a cool thing that is. And we remind ourselves that Mary didn't earn that status. Mary was not exalted or special before the angel came. It was God who came to her and exalted her out of the middle of an ordinary life in a backwards town. Those young girls in that pageant understood that no matter who they were, where they came from, what their background was, whether they had ever been to Sunday school, that they could be the ones to whom the angel says, "Greetings, favored one." And we might pick up on that excitement, that desire. But that pageant, that particular pageant, wherever it was, whenever it was, reminds us also that everyone can be Mary. Everyone. In fact, the only way I would change the story, if I were making it up, would be to find some way where the boys and the girls could all be Joseph and Mary both all at the same time. Because everybody, in this particular, as we're remembering Mary, everybody can be Mary. She was nothing special. But God came to her and exalted her and lifted her up and spoke to her and called her favored and said, "The Lord is with you." Not favorite, but favored. The Lord is with you. And as we remember Mary, remember that we too can receive that voice. All of us can be Mary. All of us can be the one to whom the angel says, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Amen.